Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Northeast Asia analyst said North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping was in the interest of both sides, despite a history of friction between the two leaders.
I think both China signaling that it is the regional power to be reckoned with, and any kind of management or ultimately resolution of the Korean Peninsula tensions has that road running through Beijing.
Michael Kovrig, a senior advisor for Northeast Asia at International Crisis Group, said that there's a huge significance to the meeting, which was Kim's first with a foreign head of state. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reportedly said his country won't expel Russian diplomats based on an allegation. Catherine Gibson has more.
NATO member Turkey this week condemned the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain and called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. The government said, however, that it had no plans to follow NATO and EU allies in ousting Russian diplomats. Britain has accused Russia of being behind nerve agent attack on former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter. More than 20 nations have expelled over 130 Russian diplomats this week in a show of solidarity. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Egyptian authorities have warned people to vote or risk paying a fine as they look to boost turnout in a lackluster election that is virtually guaranteed to hand President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi a second four-year term. El-Sisi faces only a token opponent in the vote. This is the third and final day of the elections. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. President Emmanuel Macron led national tributes Wednesday to the gendarme who switched places with a hostage during an attack on a supermarket in southern France last week and was killed by the Islamist militant gunmen.
Au moment du dernier adieu,
as we say our last farewell, I give you the recognition, the admiration, and the affection of the entire nation. I make you commander of the Legion of Honor and appoint you gendarme colonel. Long live the Republic. Long live France.
Je vous fais commandeur.
Arnaud Beltrame's heroism has helped reassure a nation left shaken and in mourning after the incident. The search for bodies in Serbia has ended after the shopping mall fire that killed 64 people, but some locals refuse to believe the official figure for the death toll. Rosetta Philpott reports.
Now Russia must come to grips with the devastation left behind as the first funerals begin. 41 of the dead are children. The fire tore through the mall's upper floors, but it started in a children's playroom, which firefighters say was found completely melted. Crowds have been gathering to mourn the victims in Kemerovo and in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin flew to Kemerovo to meet with those affected, vowing action and harsh punishment for those responsible.
That was Rosetta Philpott. Tweeting from what he called toilet at Terminal 2, Kenyan opposition politician Miguna Miguna said he was still detained in the filthy facilities at the country's main airport after he refused an attempt to deport him. Joe Craig has that story.
The lawyer representing Kenya's attorney general said Miguna could not appear in court because his entry into the country was still being processed. Justice George Odunga ordered authorities to ensure Miguna's safe passage and make sure he appeared in court in the afternoon. The judge also ordered the interior minister, the immigration permanent secretary, and the police chief to appear and explain why they disregarded court orders. Jill Craig, VOA News.
A former Catalan minister facing extradition to Spain on charges of rebellion has been granted bail as attorneys outline plans to fight the validity of a European arrest warrant. The professor at the University of St. Andrews returned to Scotland in March after leaving Spain. Clara Ponsanti is preparing a legal challenge to the charges. Israel says it's launching a domestic digital health database that could make it a global medicine powerhouse. If successful, the database could improve public health worldwide, but critics warn it risks compromising personal privacy. Israel's healthcare providers have been maintaining their records digitally for years. Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.